So basically our topic is on the eating experience here at MTU. So like anything you're eating, what your experience is, and kind of like what your preference are, and some basically what emotions you have regarding food.
Yeah.
As well. So we'll
the first question
prompt you
is,
with some questions.
Yeah, where do you usually eat in campus?
I would say North Spire.
North Spire?
Yeah.
Is that like a reason why?
Generally because our lesson is either between South Spire or North Spire.
Okay.
So I would choose North Spire because I don't really like to eat South Spire food.
Ah, why is that so though?
I think the quality of food at South Spire is a bit maybe like what we so call the mass production.
Uh-huh.
Like, I find it a bit whole lack of quality.
Okay.
Whereas North Spire is slightly better.
Okay.
Of course the price is slightly higher also.
Okay. But you're basically willing to spend a little bit more to get a little bit more quality.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, this will take like maybe 15-20 minutes. So like, yeah, please. Do you have time for that though?
Should be okay.
Okay. Oh yeah, so yeah, please. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Realistically, probably less than that. Maybe.
Hopefully
I don't know,
less
we'll
than
see.
That. Yeah.
This is our first interview, so we're unprepared a little bit. Unexperienced, I mean.
Okay, do you usually eat with, alone, or do you eat with friends?
Throughout the 3 years in uni, I would say depends on the class.
Right, yeah.
Like, some class I take with my classmates, so I eat with friends.
Okay.
But this time, because some of my classmates are on exchange, so I don't have to eat alone.
I understand. Okay, and you were saying that you usually eat at North Spire, right? So, is there like any specific food that you usually eat, and like why do you choose?
I usually eat this Malay store, partly because of my Indonesian background.
Oh, okay.
From Indonesian, so I prefer Malay food.
I see, yes.
Usually the food here is Malay.
Okay.
We're also wondering, what time of day you typically eat? Are you a typical kind of like breakfast, lunch, dinner eater? Or kind of what defines your eating schedule?
I'm typically the breakfast, lunch, but this semester is slightly different because I took lesson that is continuous, so I have to eat late for lunch.
Okay, so this is your lunch right now?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's like 3 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only for this semester.
What is your course?
Accountancy.
Oh, cool. Okay.
This one might be a little tricky to answer, but could you kind of walk us through your eating process? So, from the idea of like you want to eat all the way to getting your meal and eating it. Is that okay?
I will try.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Just like, can you describe like your decisions, and then like what exactly you're doing like throughout the whole process?
Generally, I eat either I'm hungry or when it's time.
Uh-huh.
So generally, even if it's lunchtime, but I'm not that hungry, I will still find something to eat.
Okay.
And generally, my appetite will start to open as long as I see food. So I don't really face any trouble or feeling unable to finish my food.
Okay.
That's about it. Like, generally, it's just a time issue. It's not really whether I'm hungry or not.
Okay. But what is the process of, like, for example, from, let's say you chose to eat at North Spire. So, like, maybe from entering, like, the doors, like, what do you do? Where do you go to get your food? Where do you sit?
Generally, I will find a place first to, like,
put
my bags or something. And I will actually walk from the first store or the last store, and then just walk one round to really think about what I want to eat. But generally, I will come back to the same old food store, which is the first store, which is the mini work, or the this Malay store.
Okay.
Generally, it's this thing.
Okay,
I see. So you kind of have two preferences that you could see so far, and then sometimes you try other things.
There are also other times that I eat other stuff.
Okay. Do things like the lineups kind of affect your decision, or would you still go to, you know, the Malay place or a mini wok, even if there is a big lineup?
I don't think the line out actually affects the decision, but what affects my decision is the line of the queue, I mean the number of people queuing.
Oh, yeah.
If let's say, I generally don't like to queue for food, so I will, if let's say there's a lot of people during lunchtime, I will get the one that is less people.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's food that I don't really like, I think.
Okay, and you were also talking a little bit about, like, time is usually what decides when you eat. Do you ever specifically target food that takes less time to eat? Or less time to prepare, for example?
Yes. If let's say I have less than straight, or I only have limited time, then I will find it. Just get less snacks.
Okay. Could you maybe tell us about basically an eating experience that particularly resonated with you? So this could be like a frustrating experience, an embarrassing experience, or even like your best experience that you've had recently.
This is with regards to like eating food in MTU.
Yeah.
So maybe you can start off with like your most frustrating experience in like the recent month.
I would say that generally the experience has been the same, but maybe some bad experience in tofu, for example, at food court. I would feel that during lunch hours especially, the queue is extremely long and the food court is extremely packed.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't even find a seat.
Uh-huh.
My school is located there, so I feel extremely upset. Like, I always have trouble finding seats.
Yeah.
Especially alone, I wouldn't be there. But if, as a group, then we might take some time to find seats.
Uh-huh.
That's the main issue. And another issue is the queue.
Uh-huh.
We always end up just getting on the mixed vegetable rice because it's the fastest.
Yeah.
Whereas the others, the queue is long and we have to wait.
So, usually, like, when you cannot find tables, let's say when you're alone, like, what do you usually do?
I will actually, we call it dabao.
Yeah.
I will just dabao and then just find maybe a study corner.
Uh-huh.
And I will just leave.
Okay. Then, is that okay with you, like, having to go to, like, to a study corner, even though it's, like, not meant for, like, eating? Like, how do you feel, like, eating at a study corner? Having to go there?
Generally, if I do it with a few friends, I will feel it's nothing much, it's just normal. But when I do it alone, I actually kind of don't really like it. Because I feel that it just doesn't feel so right. I feel a bit alone or like doing things that not much people are doing.
But if you were, let's say if you were eating alone at Kofu, then that would be fine. Like, you won't feel that as much?
Yes.
Are there any particularly good eating experiences you've had?
Yes. Anything memorable? It can also be with friends or I don't know. No happy, understand.
It's always very packed.
Yeah.
Not very pleasant.
Yeah, not that pleasant.
Okay.
I think that's probably all of our questions then.
Yeah. Oh wait, one last question. Do you have any dietary preferences?
I just don't eat meat.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not too spicy.
Okay.
Then if that's the case, has there been any like issue or any trouble for you?
Generally, no.
No. Okay. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your lunch.